was in October of 32, and it's never been off. I don't know what a wedding band like this today.
Very good one.
It's never been off her finger. Of course, it's probably been 12, 15 years since finger got where she couldn't have took it off. But even yearly, she's never had it off. My folks bought us a bedroom suit. That was one of these three mirrored dressing tables with the drawers down the side, and a little drawer here, and a little stool, and a chest of drawers, a bedstead, springs, and mattress. You know what they paid for it? $20. Now that was a good job. That was a month wages for a good job. They paid $20 for it. We had a lot of men working on the farm there then. I had men right there living on my farm. I was farming batching when I got married. They wasn't drawing $20 a month. Mm-hmm. We furnished them the cow feed and the garden and everything else, but they didn't draw $20 a month. Mm-hmm. So, and we're still using it. Mm-hmm. But I hope kids never see that.
Yeah, I do too. I hope we don't get wrapped up in a war with Russia too, or anybody else.
Well, that's true. But just think, even though I use my own family as the example, because they're people I know about, even though they have been very conservative all their life, even though part of them have got by and bought what they had to have when they had the money to pay for it. And every one of them are living pretty good. Every one of them got any money like that. But they're all doing pretty good and working. But could they adjust? I can go right out there on the streets of this town, no bigger town than this is, and I can point you out kids at their age that couldn't no more adjust to it than they could jump straight up. But could my youngsters adjust to an income of even $20 a week, much less 20 a month?
You mean the good old days, huh?
Well, people say, well, your money went a long ways. But, we take the old man Parker's corn. He was getting 8 cents a bushel for it. At that time, he'd buy a cultivator, a one-row cultivator, cost $42. Hook a team to it and plow that corn, walk back. I sold a man a one-row cultivator here a while back, because he mounted it on a tractor to plow with. Do you know how much that one-row cultivator cost that man he bought it here a while back? $106.
That's not bad.
Now, of course, you don't, that's the only one row cultivator I've ever sold. But people go in for bigger body than that. He wanted it for his wife to plow the garden with, I think. But percentage wise, there, now corn then was bringing that man 8 cents a bushel. Corn today will bring about $1.20. Mm-hmm. A difference there of 400-500%. Mm-hmm. That cultivator was only up about 60%. Mm-hmm. Well, 120% from 42 and a half to about 100, about 120%. We go down here at the courthouse to pay my taxes today, not counting this business here in town, but on our property out there at home, taxes today will cost me in the neighborhood of $400, give or take 1 year or another, depending on what I got, personal taxes. Do you know what those taxes would cost back in the Depression years?
About 15?
No. About about $250.
Good heavens. No wonder so many people lost their
Your ad valorem taxes are up less than 100%.